What if I told you that you can get rid of thousands of dollars in child support payments, alimony, and all other expenses that go with a costly divorce for the low, low price of $79.99? Would you be interested? Welcome everybody to another episode of The Foreign Corner, where we bring you what's sizzling and cooking in the independent and foreign circuits. I, of course, am the Spaniard from the Real Mentors podcast, and today I want to tell you guys about a little independent movie that goes by the title of Timer. Now, this 2009 movie, directed by Jack Schaefer, is a comedic fantasy flick that raises a very interesting topic because it deals with the very serious topic of divorce in an interesting and different way. Now, you may be asking yourself, why is the Spaniard trying to convince us to watch a movie about divorce? Does he enjoy splitting us up? Guys, you know I would never do that. It's not about that. Being alone sucks. And if I can bring you happiness for even a few minutes, I would like to help. See, as of 2015, in Florida, where this podcast takes place, we are number 7 in divorce rates out of the 50 states with the highest rates because they have a 13.2% rate of the population divorced, which translates to about 2 million people, give or take a few. Now, guys, that's 2 million people out of 19 million. That makes us tied with Kentucky, but because we have a higher population than them, we win. But that's not the only reason I want to recommend this movie. It tells you the exact moment when the one is supposed to enter your life, right down to the very hour, minute, and second. Cool, right? What about, guys, $80 so you would know instead of everything else? Well, that's what this movie is about. Emma Caulfield is Una. She is an orthodontist who is about to turn 30 in January and has been in and out of failed relationships for most of her life. She, like most people, has been hurt a couple of times. So to protect herself, she goes to this place called Timer Inc. and puts on a biotechnological implant to count down to the moment when one is supposed to meet her soulmate. She goes through a couple of twists, but in her search for her one and only, she raises an interesting point. Now, and this is why I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit. Would you, if let's say you guys are in a relationship, now would you go and take her to this place so that you would know right then and there if she was the one for you? Or would you just let it ride and see what happens? Comment below with what you guys think you would do and leave me some feedback at our Facebook page. Make sure to catch us on iTunes, Podbeam, Stitcher, and everywhere else podcasts are available. Until next time, and I'll catch you on the flip side.